For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Mac Lange, a freshman defender from East Grand Forks, Minnesota, and this week's WCHA Rookie of the Week. First of all, congratulations. What does that mean to you?
It's great, but at the same time, got to credit the rest of the team. Can't do much without them, so I guess I can thank them more than take credit for it.
You recorded your first career point this weekend against the Gophers, assisting Summer Thibodeau, and then you scored your first goal. How much does getting that first goal out of the way kind of like take a load off your back?
I don't usually score a whole lot, so that's kind of nice. Maybe hopefully it'll open up the floodgates a little bit, but just anything I could do to try and help out the team. I just kind of hit it on net, was hoping that maybe somebody else would get the rebound, but luckily it went in. And then, it's nice to get off your shoulders, but at the same time, you just got to keep fighting because you never know.
Your grandpa, Rick Budge, played for the Bemidji State men's hockey team from 1962 to 66. How much did that connection to BSU have an impact on you coming here?
Quite a bit, I'd say. Growing up, he's one of my biggest role models. He'd always come to all my games, talk about when he played in college, high school, all that type of stuff. So it's just kind of nice knowing that I get to keep the tradition going for Bemidji. My grandma also went here, so I was excited to come here, but I think that he was even more excited for me to come here, just knowing the fact that I can follow in his footsteps a little bit.
Very great story. You also played for Coach Jim Scanlon when you were at East Grand Forks, your eighth in ninth grade years, then you went off to Shattuck. How much more comfortable are you coming to BSU knowing that you've already played for this coach?
It's nice, high school to college is a little bit of a transition. So he does some things differently, but there's always those things that he keeps doing the same. So we'll be in practice and also I'll have a flashback from when I was in high school. And like I said before, we owed each other a few more years. So that's always nice to joke about with him. And He's like family to me, kind of, just because growing up and I knew his kids and everything, so that helped quite a bit.
You ended up going to Shattuck St. Mary's, a school that's produced quite a few great hockey players that have played for Minnesota, Wisconsin, and elsewhere. This last weekend, you got to play against a couple of your former teammates and friends. What was that like?
Patty and Alex are my two best friends, so I've never actually played a legit game against them before. And I just remember in practices, we're texting before and everything, just kind of battling all the time. So when we're on the ice, we'll make eye contact after a whistle or something, and we'll just kind of laugh at each other because we don't really know what to do. When it comes down to game time, you're not really friends with anybody until afterwards.
You also came to BSU with another teammate, Claire DeGeorge. How much has that helped your transition here into the college life?
Quite a bit, I'd say. We kind of just know each other already, so there's always things that we're going to bother each other about a little bit, but in the end we know what we have to do, we know what we have to get going, and then Claire ends up kind of keeping me in line a little bit. I can help keep her in line.
Well, and you two are roommates, correct?
We are, yeah. That's pretty fun. We weren't roommates when we were in high school, but being able to see, kind of learn different things about each other now in college versus in high school is pretty unique.
The last couple weekends, you've played some of the best teams in women's college hockey, Clarkson, Minnesota, played some tight games against those teams. This weekend, you battle Wisconsin, another number one team right now. What's kind of the game plan going in here, knowing you guys have come close, but just haven't been able to win?
Coach always says just have fun. Not much else you can do about that. We've been working hard in practices. Just the little things we got to keep working on, keep pushing, keep fighting. It'll come. We have a really good team this year, so I think that we have some good chemistry. So I think that if we keep working, we'll be able to get her done.
Okay, on to some fun questions. What's your major?
Biology with medical emphasis.
What are you going to be when you grow up?
Hopefully a dentist, orthodontist.
Okay. If you could be any superhero, who would it be?
Oh, goodness. Probably Spider-Man or Spider-Woman, I'd say.
Why?
I can fly with my webs, I guess. Just stick around.
Cool. I love it. Favorite dessert?
Favorite dessert. Anything with brownie or chocolate, heated up.
Sounds good. Favorite holiday?
Halloween.
Oh, are you going to dress up for Halloween this year?
Probably, yeah.
Do you have any ideas of what you're going to be yet?
Not sure. Taking requests.
Oh, Spider-Woman. How's that?
Spider-Woman. I'll be Spider-Woman for Halloween, yeah.
Oh, Mac, it's been a blast visiting with you. Good luck this weekend. Congratulations again on your first career goal.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.